morning, I couldn't get back in the bed. Got a whole lot of people counting on me to do just what I say. A bright future is mine to make. This present moment I will change.
Louis Pasteur said, "Chance favors the prepared mind. Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders and Grow Rich Mastermind family. It's terrific Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. Welcome to our gathering place, a space where thinkers become builders, where purpose meets prosperity, and where each of us is committed to rising higher together. To the outside world, success often looks like luck, but those who truly win, that's us. Know something different. Success is usually the result of clear intention, careful preparation, bold faith, and decisive action. On this mastermind, we will train our thinking, sharpen our vision, and prepare ourselves so thoroughly that when opportunity knocks, we won't hesitate. We answer like leaders." And today we have one of those amazing leaders. Let's welcome Mike Hobbs. Mike is a military vet turned expert internet marketer. He's built three separate million-dollar businesses online and co-founded a company that's paid out over $6.8 million in commissions. He's one of the world's most well-known and respected home business entrepreneurs and has a heart for the people. He lives in sunny southern Utah with his wife, Christy, and their six children. I hear they added another one to that wonderful family number. He loves to share his knowledge of innovative marketing strategy and principle-centered leadership with the Grow Rich family. All right, now it's your turn. We want to hear from you. Let us know who you are and where you're calling in from as I unmute the lines. Do not be shy. All right, Kat.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Angela.
Good morning.
Hey, Grand Rising family. It's Angela Amazing in Northern California.
Good morning,
Angela. Wonderful to hear you, Arnita.
Hey, Kat.
Rita Joel.
Hey, Arnita.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, Angela. Amazing.
Take action Tuesday morning. Rise, me.
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
Take action Tuesday.
We got an interesting
question.
We got some bold face.
Yes, we got some attitude and energy. I love it. We're feeling it from coast to coast. Who else is with us today? Speak up and let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Coast to coast. I see a new name, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Hello, hello. Out there. In high energy land. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Some high vibration.
Yes. Did anyone hear the new song? I put in every little cell so you guys could hear it. Was anyone on early enough? Maybe Donna? All right, guys, guess what? It is 6 o'clock. Are you fired up? Are you awake?
Mike, awake, Mike.
Alert, alive? Healthy, wealthy, wife? Come on, come on.
Awake, alert, and alive.
Hey, Gio, welcome, welcome. And Sean, good to see you here on the call.
Hey, Lori.
Hey,
good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Whoop, whoop. All right.
Gio's in the house. Mike's in the house. Mike. Yes, Mike, Mike.
Let's go, Mike.
All right. Fun session.
Yeah. Ready for you.
All righty. Thank you, everybody, for being here and being excited every single morning and ready to rock and roll for these Grow Rich Masterminds. I just always appreciate everybody who dials in, who's crazy enough to get up in the morning, early morning, just to dial into a call and listen. And, you know, I've over the years, I've seen different things, you know, different communities and different philosophies, and it's just really great to have something that so many people are dialing into and committed to for the long haul. So just kudos to all of you who do that every day, Monday through Friday, like clockwork. And some of you who dial into the replay, that's also amazing. So just want to shout out to the replay viewers as well. So anyway, I just wanted to, you know, do a quick little introduction here. One of the things we like to do on this call is just make sure all of the new people kind of have a little bit of a guidance on how this call works. This is called the Grow Rich Mastermind. Our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And that meaning is so much deeper than it sounds, you know, like principle-centered leadership. What does that actually mean? You know, it's there's so much to it. But one thing that I like to explain it is, you know, there's many, many ways to building wealth. There's many ways of making money online. There's many ways of winning freedom, you know, in your life. But one way that is fulfilling all around is if you do it in a principle-centered way. You know, some people would call it like you can sleep at night, you know, like you feel good about what you've done. And that's really what we're doing here. We're doing it in the right way, you know, not the wrong way. You know, sometimes you hear about these, in fact, even in Hollywood and in different industries, they always criticize the rich, you know, like they always make movies where like the movie, like even just think about like some of the biggest movies of all time, like even the Titanic, you know, like how were the rich people perceived in that movie? You know, they were snobby, it was just kind of interesting how people perceive rich people. It's because, you know, that's how it happens in the movies. You know, they're always the bad guy. You know, it's always the rich bad guy, you know. There's very few movies that portray the rich person as a good guy. You know, maybe Batman or something, right? But the bottom line is, you know, we want to do it and we want to build our riches, build our wealth in a principle-centered way, because then, you know, you're not the bad guy. You're not going to be the one that makes your money by tearing people down or in a competitive way. And, you know, these are just different principles that we learned throughout this call. And so I'm excited this morning. I know you guys are as well. So with that, one traditional thing we like to do on this call as we kick it off is to open up the lines and get everybody, see everybody's excitement level, and get everybody alive, awake, and enthusiastic for the morning. So with that, can I get you guys to show some excitement into the lines as I unmute it right now?
Let's go, Michael!
You guys are definitely excited this morning. I love it. Thank you so much for doing that. That always makes these way more fun when we have excitement going on. So with that, let me just do a couple announcements before we bring out someone to read The Major Definite Purpose. So first announcement is we are in a book of the month called This is Marketing by Seth Godin. So, yeah, pick that up. It's on Audible as well, if you guys have that Audible membership. So you could pick it up with one of your credits there. That's one of the things that I like to do is I like to listen to books. And, you know, obviously there's always time and a place for reading and just sitting down and focusing. So that's always a great thing. But I also like to listen to books instead of just music all the time. You know, music is awesome, but I also like to kind of listen to books in the background as well as I'm doing things. But yeah, so pick up that book. This is Marketing, Seth Godin, and feel free to bring in your thoughts on it as we go through the mastermind on these days, every day. So that's our book of the month. We have, let's see, enemy of character is hypochondria. And if you don't know what that means, one cool thing you can do is you can always just go to Google or your favorite AI tool and type it in. But yeah, it's basically, you know, it's like having a chronic fear of, you know, serious medical illness or something like that. So it's just always thinking that you're sick or something. So anyway, just something to be aware of. I do know quite a few people are like this, you know, and I almost feel like it's like the law of attraction in reverse. when you look at some of these enemy of characters, they're literally just like think about it. If you're like always afraid of being sick, think about like what you're doing. You're just like always thinking about it. You're literally doing the law of attraction in reverse. So you are, or maybe it's not in reverse, it's just part of the law of attraction. You're just attracting the sickness to you. So it's actually just better to not think about it, not fear about it, and just focus on being healthy. Yeah, I always just say, you know, focus on what you want. You know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. You know, focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. And that would actually help with health as well. You know, if you want to, you don't want to be sick all the time, and then just start focusing on health. What can you do to be more healthy today? And then don't even think about being sick, and then it'll actually be less. You'll be sick a lot less when you do that. You know, is it perfect? Probably not. But it's a lot better than the other method, right? So that's our enemy of character. We're reading out of Think and Grow Rich right now, so we will be picking up on page, let's see, 148 is where we left off yesterday. And that's kind of one of the things, again, if you guys are new to the call, first off, we have a mastermind collection for you. So get with whoever invited you here, grab that mastermind collection. But one cool thing about what we do here is we read a book and we mastermind on that book. So we'll be doing that here in just, you know, a few minutes. And so I just want to encourage you to, first of all, get the books that we are reading from the Mastermind Collection. We actually give that to you for free. So get that, download the books, and follow along with us. And this is, you can kind of look at this like a book study where we learn these principles and we apply them in our lives, and we mastermind on them every day. So that's always a good thing to fill our brain with all this information that is positive and will lead us forward. And I've even seen some people criticize, you know, personal development, and I'm just like, in fact, the other day, I saw someone who was criticizing, you know, like the mindset calls, and I just thought it was kind of interesting because I was like, man, we've been doing a call every day, Monday through Friday, for, you know, I don't know how many years now. I started dialing in 2011. So if you look at it like that, that's 15 years just for me. So it's like, is it worth getting on a call every day, learning these principles and learning these mindset tips, you know, or is it just better to focus on strategy? And that's it, strategy alone. And I thought about that. I'm like, man, that person is going to regret that decision later. Like when he realizes, oh, wow, maybe that mindset stuff was important. You know, because, yeah, strategy can only get you so far. In fact, that happened to me in my beginning of the journey. You know, I was kind of the same way. I never read a book. I was all about tactics and strategy and not mindset. And sure enough, I made money doing that. And it was kind of interesting because the money just flew out the door faster than it came in. So yes, I made the money, but the money left just as fast as it came in. And I noticed that person who was criticizing the mindset, and I was like, man, that person is the same way. Like he makes money, and I guarantee he's going to be stuck in that same rat race, even in home business. Like there's a rat race in home business too. And it's when you don't focus on principles and, you know, you don't follow the philosophies that we teach here. Like even one of them is like the law of savings, right? We talk about that in Think and Grow Rich. There's a whole chapter on it. The bottom line is if you make a bunch of wealth and you make a bunch of money and it just goes out the door as fast as it comes in, what happens? You never become free. You're still in the rat race. You know, Robert Kiyosaki talks about the rat race. If you don't follow these principles to a T, like every single one of them, something will go wrong. And that's why we study the principles, all of them. Not just one time, but for 15 years. And every now and then, you're going to grab a new nugget every single day. A new nugget will come your way. And then you will, win your freedom faster and keep your freedom. It's not just about winning your freedom. You also want to keep your freedom. And that's part of mindset and personal development that some people don't get. And it's unfortunate for them because they will learn the hard way when we've, one saying that I always love is you can either learn from your mistakes or you can learn from your mentors. And to be honest, it's going to be easier if you learn from your mentors because they have gone through the mistakes already. Another way you can rephrase that is you can learn from your mistakes or you can learn from your mentor's mistakes. Because everybody makes mistakes. And it's an easier path if you learn from a mentor than it is yourself. But both ways work. And unfortunately, some people will have to learn the hard way. But you guys on this call will get the easy path. So you get to learn from everybody else. So with that, can I get someone to unmute and read the major definite purpose for us today? Star 6, come on out. Who's got that for us?
Mike.
Who's our baby?
Oh, yeah.
I heard Paul and Christian.
Go ahead, Paul.
Let Christian go. No, oh, we need some honey butter. We need some honey butter. Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you. I just love this call. I just got off of my morning app that's in our community. You guys are just so wonderful. You're such a lifesaver. Freedom! Major definite purpose. Oh, yeah. Grow Rich Audios coming to you worldwide. My major definite purpose by the day of I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of a freedom crusader. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now being transferred to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. I vow to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I would devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never give up endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use in the cooperation of other people. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity. Because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. So I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it out loud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Thank you, family, for giving me the opportunity to fly high with you. Have the best day ever. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Minister Christian. Always bringing the excitement. And yeah, so let's go ahead and let Mr. Minister Christian know how much we appreciate him and love him and believe in him. Right.
Looks like
yeah, baby.
Great job, Minister Christian.
Christian,
you're
amazing.
I know.
Mr. Christian,
absolutely.
He's a big brother.
I'm glad to be on the line.
I could just leave it unmuted. Call it a day, and then we'll be good and motivated for the day, right? It's awesome. Thank you so much. So anyways, it looks like we're already 21 after, so the time has flown by. So I'm just going to pivot and go right into the reading, because it's important to get some of this reading in every day so that we learn from Napoleon Hill and some of these other mentors that we study from. And so I'm on page 149. Let's just get right into it. So here we go. Let me start up at the top. Okay, here we go. So the answer is doing a thing well enough or well never is trouble. The plan prepared by this woman for the benefit of her son helped him get the job for which he applied. At the first interview, at a salary fixed by himself. And those, that whole paragraph was capitalized. So just whatever it said was important, you know. So doing a thing well is never trouble. So okay, moreover, and this too is important. The position did not require the young man to start at the bottom. He began as a junior executive at an executive's salary. Why go to all this trouble, do you ask? Well, for one thing, the planned presentation of this young man's application for a position flipped off no less than 10 years of time he would have required to get to where he began. Had he started at the bottom and worked his way up? This idea of starting at the bottom and working one's way up may appear to be sound, but the major objection to it is this: too many of those who begin at the bottom never manage to lift their heads high enough to be seen by opportunity, so they remain at the bottom. It should be remembered also that the outlook from the bottom is not so bright or encouraging. It has a tendency to kill off ambition. We call it getting into a rut, which means that we accept our fate because we form the habit of daily routine, a habit that finally becomes so strong to cease to try to throw it off. And that is another reason why it pays to start one or two steps above the bottom. By so doing, one forms the habit of looking around, of observing how others get ahead, and seeing opportunity, and embracing it without hesitation. I actually, just real quick on the starting at the bottom, that's actually kind of a cool concept, like to think about, like, who wants to start at the bottom, right? Like even in home business, I mean, everybody kind of starts in a way, we're all starting from the beginning, right? Or at the bottom. But you don't have to think of it like that. You know, like you are the CEO of your own company when you start a business. So yes, even if you joined a affiliate thing or even network marketing or just whatever thing you join, technically you are starting at the top, if you look at it like that, because you are the business. You are the business owner. So that's another cool advantage to home business over like a job or something. So you guys are at the top, everybody. So I think that's kind of a cool concept that we have an advantage is everyone starts at the top. All right, so Dan Halpin is a splendid example of what I mean. During his college days, he was a manager of the famous 1930 National Championship Notre Dame football team when it was under the direction of the late Count Rock. Perhaps he was inspired by the great football coach to aim high and not mistake temporary defeat for failure. That's also highlighted like in bold or all caps, not mistake temporary defeat for failure. That's actually a really good line to remember. People mistake those. You know, people, when they go through troubles or failures that they think are failures, a lot of the times they are just temporary defeats. They're not failures. So something to highlight and write down. All right, so just as Andrew Carnegie, the great industrial leader, inspired his young business lieutenants to set high goals for themselves, at any rate, young Halpin finished college at a mighty unfavorable time when the Depression had made jobs scarce. So after a fling at investment banking and motion pictures, he took the first opening with a potential future he could find selling electrical hearing aids on a commission basis. Anyone could start in that sort of job, and Halpin knew it. But it was enough to open the door of opportunity to him. For almost 2 years, he continued in a job not to his liking. And he would never have risen above that job if he had not done something about his dissatisfaction. He aimed first at the job of assistant sales manager of his company and got the job. That one step upward placed him high enough above the crowd to enable him to see a still great opportunity. Also, it placed him where opportunity could see him. He made such a fine record selling hearing aids, and A.M. Andrews, chairman of the board of Dictograph Products Company, a business competitor of the company, which Halpin worked, wanted to know something about that man, Dan Halpin, who was taking big sales away from the long-established Dictograph Company. He sent for Halpin. When the interview was over, Halpin was the new sales manager in charge of the Acquisition Division. Then to test Halpin's mettle, Mr. Andrews went away to Florida for 3 months, leaving him to sink or swim in his new job. He did not sink. Knut Rutz, spirit of all the world loves a winner and has no time for a loser, inspired him to put so much into his job that he was recently elected vice president of the company and general manager of Acoustic and Silent Radio Division. A job which most men would be proud to earn through 10 years of loyal effort. Halpin turned the trick in little more than 6 months. All right, so let's stop there. And so at the top of 152, we'll pick up tomorrow. All right, cool. So yeah, this is a great little story here. I love the attitude. You know, it's kind of like no matter what we're doing, whether you are getting a job, whether you're in business, you know, whatever path you're going down, you know, a lot of these principles that we read and study, like some of the stuff that we just read, you know, they apply to anything, you know, like going above and beyond, you know, not just stand, like sitting back and like, for example, he took the sales job, you know, like where most people would just say, oh, anyone can get that job, you know. Yeah, anyone can get it, but he went above and beyond and got better opportunity that came his way. You know, like he became the sales, he was good at the sales job, and then the other company came and wiped him up, right, and gave him a better position. And so he passed 10, like they were, it said something about 10 years, you know, usually takes people 10 years to get where he got, and he got there in 6 months. Why? Because he stood out. You know, he went above and beyond. So you can do that same thing in business, and it's actually better. You can argue that it's better than, like, if you do it in business than it is, like, a job. So with that being said, let's go ahead and open up the lines. Just keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call. So please do not mention company names, system names, leader names, unless they're part of our community. Brevity and relevance, always appreciated. And let's put it in the right mode. All right, star six, come on out. You first. Any thoughts today on the reading or the mastermind?
Oh yeah.
Minister Christian.
Brother Mike, I wanted to come out again while I had this opportunity to just tell you how much I'm so thankful for our morning routine app and what is in this community and how it keeps me in line. Thank you for your service, you and Paul, everyone. It's so beautiful, and it's getting better and better. It's like, or either I'm using it more and more. I don't know what it is, but I know you guys are doing a lot of work behind the scenes. I just want to tell you I appreciate it, man. To be able to look at my list of things to do, and it's just more than the things to do. It's my life. It's my vision board. It's where I'm going. It's where I'm headed. It's like a business plan of my future. It's a business plan of my major definite purpose. It's a business plan of who I am, and it's tailored to me. This is how you can prompt AI to tailor something to you. In this digital age, the tools that we have, especially with this morning routine, is just keeping me focused on what I need to do that is guaranteed to bring rewards, guaranteed to bring things into manifestation based on the principles and doing the work in a certain way with a pleasing personality every day. And I like that, too. I wrote that down, too, Mike. Yeah, man, you're a poet and don't even know it. Man, I wrote these right. Because I said, man, I wanted to do like a Will Santiago and play that back. But you said every day a new nugget will come your way. And if you stop doing personal development, you'll learn the hard way. I like that. I wrote it down. So it's true. We do personal development every day. It's like we take a bath every day. We eat every day. We charge our cell phones every day. We charge ourselves every day through meditation, prayer. And for me, it starts with this call. I get a good night's sleep. I go to bed early. Usually I try about 9 o'clock if I can. Get up about 4 or 5 before the sun gets up every time. It's when I meditate, pray, no distractions, get everything in line. And our, again, the tools we have in this community is not just talking the talk, but we're walking the walk. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that suggest and tell you what you can do. I hear you every day. On Sundays. I'm not saying anything about the organizations out there, but everybody can tell you what you can do. who's going to actually show you how to do what you need to do? Very few. So thank you, Mike. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, family. Thank you, Lori, Sue, and all you do, and everybody, the harmonic engineers. And what this call does is it's getting better and better over time, you know, almost two decades in the running. And like the oak tree, you have our roots are planted. And just thank you for being that lighthouse in the darkness. And I always remember that Margaret Mead quote. Of course, I always paraphrase it, but it's always taken a small, committed group of people to change anything. And it's always been that way. Even when we read the Bibles, it's always the David against Goliath. It always was, you know, 12 disciples spreading the message. Whatever you want to look at, Buddha, whoever, it's always been a few. It's always been someone to step up. Paul and Mike, thank you for stepping up. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're meant to be in this world today. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love your thoughts and appreciate you. We're always lifting us up and motivating us for the day. All right, who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Gio?
How you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to say you made some really good points, and especially about the one about starting in business, you know, because you start at the top. Like, why not start at the top, right? Because like when you're at the top of the mountain and you're looking down, it's a lot better than being at the bottom of the mountain and looking up, right? And, like, I mean, we're the CEO of our own lives. Like, we're in control of our own lives and what we want with our lives. Like, you know, and if we're at some kind of, you know, at some kind of job, we miss out on a lot of life that, you know, we wouldn't get to experience if we didn't have a business or have something that we're building for ourselves. So it's something to, you know, keep in mind that, you know, you could spend, you know, years and years and decades of your life at a job, and really they just see you as a number, right? So you have to, you know, really build outside of that, right? And that's true security, right? When you're able to build your own stuff, then, you know, nobody could fire you from that, or nothing could ever happen when you're building your own, right? But when you're, you know, in some kind of position, then they could come to you at any time and say, okay, you're done. And then what, you know? And so that's some really good points that you made as far as that goes. And, yeah, it's really great to, you know, be around people that are business-minded and that do have a lot of big goals, because there's some people that are just, you know, satisfied with where they are. And when you're satisfied, there's never any growth, right? So it's so important to be around people that help you to grow every single day.
I agree. Thank you so much, Gio. Appreciate you coming up. Okay, who's next? Star 6. Come on down.
What's up, my Cubs?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Great. How about you?
Not very good. Just kidding. Doing good. Just figured I'd shake up the answer there. Yeah, thank you for your hosting today. Really appreciate you. I never get tired of telling you how thankful I am for you and all you do. I just wanted to share a little thought. Yesterday, a family friend who grew up with my kids, he's actually working with my oldest son now. They're both driving truck, and he was talking to my son about, you know, seeing all these videos online about AI and using AI to help businesses and how there's a big opportunity. And my son said, hey, you should talk to my dad. So he said, asked me if I'd be willing to talk to him. And I said, sure. So he called me and he said, you know, I've been seeing all these videos online about how there's this big opportunity to help businesses using AI to build their websites. And he said, do you think that that's saturated, or do you think that's a good idea? And I said, well, what I think is that businesses being approached to have websites built for them, you could say that that has been around for a while. I don't know if I would say it's saturated, but a lot of businesses have already been approached by people who say, hey, I can build a website for you. So there's that. The thing that I think hasn't been saturated or done a lot of, where there is a huge opportunity, I think, if you wanted to go that direction, would be learning to utilize artificial intelligence to help a business basically completely revamp everything and get up to speed with AI. We're talking some businesses need to have their whole infrastructure rebuilt. We're talking, hey, what are your pain points? What are the things you hate doing? What if I could show you how to automate that? And what if I could show you how to use artificial intelligence to serve your customers better in a more automated way? Like, that is kind of wide open. And I said, so, you know, I think there's a great opportunity there. Now, you're going to have to learn a lot. It's not like you're just going to be able to say, you know, hey, I can help you do this. And then, you know, your knowledge is how to talk to an AI chatbot. There's a lot more to it than that. But anyway, so I shared that with him. And toward the end of the call, he said, well, what about your business? What is it that you do? And so I explained it a little bit. And then he was like, well, do you have a job? Like, could I come work for you and, you know, learn? And I said, well, one of the benefits of my business is we don't really have a lot of employees, and we kind of like that. You can grow a great income without having to have employees. I said, but what we do is we have affiliates. And I explained what that was, and he's like, yeah, I'd like to check that out. I'd like to learn more about that. And I explained to him kind of the difference and the pros and cons. I wasn't trying to convince him. I was trying to educate him. And I said, the difference between what you're talking about maybe doing versus something like what I do is, if you do the route you're talking about, there's a lot to do. Like, you have to do everything. You've got to do the research, the tech, the, you know, the product to market fit, the customer service, the billing, the sales, the marketing. The list goes on and on and on, because you're building an entire business. And I said, and that might be worth doing, you know, if that's the direction you want to go, you know, there's a great opportunity there. With a business like mine, most of that is done for you. You have a proven product to market validation fit. You have products done. You have billing done. You have customer service done. You have everything done. The only thing that's not done is the sales and marketing. That's the part that, you know, you do. And I said, which, by the way, that's one of the highest value skills to gain. If you can gain the skill of sales and marketing, you can do anything. So that's a great place to focus on as a young person, is how do I pick up those skills? And this is the same advice Robert Kiyosaki gave me in a book I read when I was his age. He was talking about network marketing versus a traditional business, but the principle still applies. That's what he said. With network marketing, you start a business there, everything's done. All you got to do is sales and marketing, and that is a great skill to pick up. So anyway, long story short, I shared those things with him, and he's like, yeah, I want to look at it. And he got the website, and he texts me a little bit later. He's like, this is so cool. This looks awesome. And I was like, awesome. Well, yeah, let me know if you have any questions. I just thought I'd share that conversation because I thought it was interesting. And the last thing is, where is the real opportunity? When you and I started online, the exciting thing was the internet, reach the world, leverage, you know, and it was super exciting because it was new. Now it's been around for a long time, and the quote unquote internet is not as exciting. I mean, it still is exciting, but it's not as like fresh, you know. Like, a lot of people, they know about the internet. They've heard stories, they've seen it, they've used it. However, the opportunity with artificial intelligence is kind of like that. Similarly, it's exciting, it's intriguing, it's new. Everyone's touching it, they're amazed by it. So combining that with a business model is pretty exciting. All of that being said, though, where is the real opportunity? it's the same place that it was when you and I, Mike, started building our business on the internet. The real opportunity is inside each one of us, our own heart, our own minds, our own work ethic, because not everybody will do what it takes to gain the skills to go use these things and do great things with them. Only, you know, some few will. And so, you know, is the opportunity in the internet? Is it in artificial intelligence? Or really is the opportunity inside each one of us and what we decide to do with it? I think that's where the real opportunity lies. And some things never change. You know, this was the same when Napoleon Hill wrote the book in 1935. The real opportunity, where was it? It was inside the heart and mind of each individual person. So wanted to share that. Let's take advantage of that and always remember that. Thanks for letting me share. Back to you, Mike.
Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, the opportunity with AI right now is huge. It does remind me of like the internet, like when the opportunity about the internet came. So it's, and people were afraid of the internet then too. Like they were like, oh, I don't want to use it or da, da, da. So it's kind of like now it's just every day part of our lives is the internet. But now we have a new thing in town. And so we either embrace it or, you know, kind of be left behind like a lot of the people who, I mean, there's still people who haven't embraced the internet. Which is crazy to think about. And that's probably why a lot of businesses go out. All right, start six. Who's next?
Donna, hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Sorry, yeah, go ahead, Donna.
Okay, what Paul just said really, you know, brought back a memory of a YouTube video that I saw where this kid was like at a concert, an outdoor concert, and he got up and just started dancing. And then eventually, a little while later, another kid came over and started dancing. And then another one, and then a couple more, and then before you know it, half of the people that were listening to the concert were down dancing with this kid, and it was, to me, it was a real good picture of exactly what Paul was just saying. You know, when microwaves first came out, everybody goes, I don't need a microwave, and now who doesn't have one? And when cell phones came out, I don't need a cell phone, now who doesn't have one? And when internet came out, I don't need internet, now who has it? And AI is just another thing like that. And it's just funny that it takes a couple of people to get up and actually be brave enough to step out and do and use these new technologies. And first, it's real new and novel and all that stuff, and then it starts to grab, you know, one at a time here and there and here and there, and then eventually it becomes the masses embrace it. So we are at a cutting edge now, and we're standing on like a precipice of actually a world-changing thing, and we're riding that wave, and I'm really grateful to be part of this family, this Grow Rich family, and the same family that Christian and Paul are part of. It's wonderful. And I'm just grateful to be here. Thank you for letting me share. And thank you for hosting Mike. And thank you for, I think he said, Lori Sue's behind the scenes. So thank you for everybody that's here.
Thank you, Donna. Appreciate you. Awesome. Yeah, we have a great opportunity with embracing new, and that's one thing we can always just try to strive to do is how do we accept change, or how do we embrace change, even in these different companies. So, all right, who's coming out? Star 6.
Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Jesse.
How are you? Awesome topic, and it does definitely remind me of the days of the internet and people fearful and all the negativity around it, and look where it is now. I don't think any one of us could be without the internet. And as we progress and we advance, that's technology, the way it happens, we will find that, gee, how did we ever live without AI, I believe. But one thing that came to mind as everyone's talking, not only just the fear, okay, it's new, there's all this negativity people pull from it, there's so much positiveness around it, and that sometimes when that happens and it's unknown, people will say, and we've heard this before, oh, I'm not technical, I don't know how to do that, I'm not good with technology. To me, I rather change that thinking about, well, maybe it's just because you're not familiar with it. I have a wonderful example of a client who knew nothing about technology, really had a hard time navigating even around his phone, Windows on a laptop. And it took time to slowly but surely teach him just some of the basics, but there were things he wanted to be able to do. Little by little, he got better and better. He's been a client of mine for at least 6 years, probably more. And he called me, which was kind of, I loved it, to tell me how he went through all these transactions and did all this stuff all by himself, something I don't know if I would have thought he would have been brave enough to go ahead and do on his own, but he did, and he felt so proud of himself. He calls himself Grasshopper, like in the Karate Kid.
Kung Fu.
And I'm the mentor, but it's that if you're willing enough to venture into something new, knowing it's the place to be, I don't see it being saturated at all, only because it'll continually have something new around it, there'll be something new to learn around it, and if you are on that wave, it is going to be amazing for you as the knowledge that you learn about it, but it's only because you don't know what and how to use it right now. Once you learn, you're going to be blown away how simple it is. It's actually much simpler than the internet. And if you have creative thoughts, which we all do, it will just explode in your mind. Allow your mind to be creative with it. It is absolutely amazing. It also helps you to be very succinct and very detailed in how you describe things, because it depends on you to create. It still depends on a human to tell it what to do. And the more detailed you are, the better the images are, everything about it. So I just wanted to share what I've learned and how people who thought they couldn't do something, it was simply because they didn't know how yet. So it's all part of the learning. So those are my thoughts and what I have seen through experience and clients, and very excited to see what people do. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Jesse.
Lois is Go ahead. If you're, were you going to say something? I didn't want to interrupt.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. Yes, Kung Fu, man. It was, what was it, student. He was a student, Kuei Ching Ting. I used to watch it all the time as a kid. But what did he say? He would say often, to learn is to bow to the unknown, grasshopper. And I think there's some power in that. I used to, yeah. And so I think also in learning these new things, the powerful word yet keeps coming to my mind. That's posted a lot in the schools where I was working. And to change these words that the kids were using a lot of times, I can't, it's too hard, I don't get it. You don't get it yet. It's always hard in the beginning, and then it gets easier, you know, that kind of thing. Those are the things that came to my mind, and I'm very grateful for this call. It's as if we're all grasshoppers, just learning and growing, and the more open we stay, the more exciting life is, and the more we can move forward, and the more open we are to each other and to the new ideas and thinking, even when there is some fear, we can recognize that it is. It's like kind of like, okay, I just don't know yet. So anyway, I'm just so grateful. I can't say that enough. I loved hearing the words Paul said. Let's see if I can even say it the way you said it. It was like, I never get tired of saying how much I'm grateful for you. And I thought, I feel that way too. I just really love you and Paul and all that you've done for us and with us, and appreciate you in this call. Keep it going. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura Sue. Yeah, we're not planning on stopping anytime soon. So,
oh, yeah.
All right. Anyone else? Come on out.
I just want to add, too, it's just so awesome to be able to have a place where we're safe and where people can share their wins. Like Jesse was talking about, the man that just felt so proud that he wanted to call, you know, let her know. I'm grateful that we have that platform right here, this ability to, and I love to hear the wins and even the challenges of those in this family, because it all is worth it and helps us grow. And and I also want to congratulate you. I think your daughter, didn't she get married this last Saturday? Was that
yes?
Yeah,
she is married.
so you gained a son. You got another. Oh, that's sweet. Awesome. So you did gain another number instead of six. You got a seven now. You gained a son-in-law. Congratulations.
Very true.
Awesome.
Yes, lots of kids. Awesome. Thank you, Lori Sue. And yeah, she did get married. So in 1 second. Yeah, so that was our first kid getting married. So that's pretty cool. My next oldest is turning 16 this year, so they have a little ways to go. but yeah, she's on a cruise right now out of California. I forgot which place they're going, but yeah, so anyway, great call. Thank you, everybody, for coming today and contributing to the call. I appreciate you all. We're here all week long, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern time, so make sure to dial back in tomorrow and bring your thoughts with you, and we can mastermind again. So with that, I will unmute it one last time. Take care, and bye for now.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
Awesome ball, guys. Thank you.
Great call. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow.
Never give up. Put the music.
Whoa. Thanks, everybody.
How do you make dreams come true?
It takes faith to make your dreams come true. Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles.
No.
Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity.
I'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up.